I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 990, Remembering Rich Mullins. 25 years ago, singer-songwriter Rich Mullins died in a car accident. He was on his way to a benefit concert in Kansas. His music was a part of my formation spiritually, along with millions of others. He wrote and sung songs that touched hearts. Like, Our God is an Awesome God. I remember singing that to the top of my lungs at church camp. Or the song Sing Your Praise to the Lord, Hold Me Jesus, The Creed, just to name a few. Let's honor today the one to whom honor is due. Let's remember Rich Mullins. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others as we've been loved. Rich Mullins did that, not perfectly, but he did that, and it mattered. Robert Elmer wrote an article titled 8 Things You Did Not Know About Rich Mullins. I want to share them with you. Number 1, Rich struggled with fitting in. It's been said that every single place he went, he created community, yet there was a lingering loneliness, as if he never quite fit in. Number 2, Rich was a piano prodigy. He began playing when he was 4 years old in a rural Indiana church. Number 3, Rich couldn't change a light bulb. Now, he wasn't super athletic or mechanical, but he was artistic. He literally could not change a light bulb, his sister said. Number 4, Rich's compassion made him different. At age 6, he wanted to be a missionary. And when they watched John Wayne movies, Rich cried when the Indians were shot. Number 5, the family pastor challenged him to think. During their years in Indiana, the Mullins family's pastor challenged them to read the scripture for themselves as he preached. He insisted that they not take his word for it, but look for context in verses before and after the sermon text. Years later, Mullins said, "The Bible does not give us answers fitted to our small-minded questions, but truth that goes beyond what we even know to ask." Number 6, Rich struggled with the spotlight. Number 7, Rich rebelled early in life. He was known to skip school. One day, his high school administrators called home to ask where he was. His mother replied that he left on time. She assumed he was in class. But then she knew where he was. He was at the local Methodist church, playing music, of course. And number 8, college friends gave Rich a boost. Mullins got his performing start with a Christian band called Zion, playing at coffee houses, high schools, youth group gatherings in the Cincinnati area. He preached between the songs, and the group grew into a ministry. Many of his Zion friends would remain with him the rest of his life. Here's the great question. What artist's music has helped form you in Christ? Today, I want to use Rich Mullins' own song as our prayer. Well, sometimes my life just don't make sense at all. When the mountains look so big and my faith just seems so small, so hold me, Jesus, 'cause I'm shaking like a leaf. You've been King of my glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace? And I wake up in the night and feel the dark. It's so hot inside my soul, I swear there must be blisters on my heart. So hold me, Jesus, 'cause I'm shaking like a leaf. You have been King of my glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace? Surrender don't come natural to me. I'd rather fight you for something I don't really want than take what you give that I need. And I've beat my head against so many walls. Now I'm falling down. I'm falling on my knees. And this Salvation Army band is playing this hymn. And your grace rings out so deep, it makes my resistance seem so thin. I'm singing, Hold Me Jesus, 'cause I'm shaking like a leaf. You've been King of my glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace? You've been King of my glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace? Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 991. And in the meantime, if you want to know more about Rich Mullins, you might check out the documentary, Rich Mullins, A Ragamuffin's Legacy, or read the book by James Bryan Smith titled An Arrow Pointing to Heaven. James Bryan Smith and Rich Mullins were dear friends. Or you could download any of his music wherever you get music. Rich Mullins was not a perfect person, but he was a saint because he was in Christ Jesus, just like us. I'm thankful for the impact he had on the world and on me for the kingdom of God. And so today, I wanted to spend just a moment with you Remembering Rich Mullins.